Education and Beyond is brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. For Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation includes four important remits, each having their own individual strands, involving a number of measures and policies at national level, participation within the European Union fora, and a series of international collaborations. This is Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and program implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Throughout the series, we shall be looking into the priority areas which underpin the EU and international dimension of the Ministry. Thank you for joining us. In this episode, we shall be discussing national funding opportunities under the Internationalization Partnership Award Scheme within the research and innovation sector. I am Darren Katkuti, Assistant Director at the International Relations and Program Implementation Directorate within the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In order to discuss today's topic in more detail, I have the pleasure to introduce today's panel, composed of my co-host, Ms. Hazel Rafferty, who's a manager of international relations within the International Relations Unit within the same directorate. Thank you, Hazel, for joining us. And also, I would like to welcome our two guests for today, Mr. Mark Farrugia and also Mr. Mark Mela from the Malta Council of Science and Technology, MCST in short. MCST is acting for and on behalf of the Foundation for Science and Technology, and it is a public body established by the central government in 1988 with the mandate of advising government on science and technology policy. Going to dive right into the subject, and I have a question for both of you, Max. Thank you both for joining us today. Could you please elaborate a little bit on your work at MCST about available research and innovation and the national funding opportunities which exist within this sector?
Hi, Hazel and Darren, and all the listeners of Campus FM. First of all, I would like to thank you for this opportunity so that we can elaborate on our funding programs that we have at MCST. I work at the R&I National Funding Office. We have a budget of 4.2 million yearly. The main flagship of our programs is Fusion. which incorporates around 5 to 6 research programs. And this all is, we have a budget of 4.2 million. And also, I manage the IPES Plus program, that is the International Partnership Award Scheme. And we have a budget of 150,000. And I also manage the financial aspects of our unit.
So thank you, Darren and Hazel, for the opportunity. I am Mark Maylock. I'm a national contact point from the Framework Program Unit at the Malta Council for Science and Technology. In my case, I've been in the Framework Program Unit, which is the unit which is responsible of promoting and assisting all the stakeholders that are interested in participating in the research and innovation programs that are coming from the European Union. Currently, the current flagship is coined as Horizon Europe. Previously, it was the Horizon 2021.
Thank you both for elaborating on the work that you carry out as an MCST and as well as the available research and innovation funding opportunities. Perhaps you can tell us more about the Internationalization Partnership Award Scheme.
Yes, the IPES program is now in his 8th year. It's a very dynamic program. And we always try to develop it through the years and even in the future so that we can be according to researchers' needs. The IPES program is divided into two options. I'm going to give a brief description regarding the option A, that it encourages international relationships between local and international R&I entities to develop or strengthen their collaboration through research. This can be done to various activities that are funded through this program. The annual budget for option A is 100,000 euro.
So before going and introducing a little bit option B, first some words about Horizon Europe. So the Commission, how it disperses funds into research in the different thematic areas is through calls and topics that are published in the work programs. So these calls and topics are applied for by consortia, which usually have the same structure. You have the coordinator is coming up with the actual proposal idea, is coming up also with the team of partners that are joining the efforts as well. And over time, we realize that these successful consortia usually employ the services of some consultants in order to make their proposal quite interesting to the Commission. Once these are evaluated and successfully funded, they get the grant. So under option B, local, private and public entities can request the need of proposal or consultant in terms of proposal writing in order to make their chances higher when it comes to evaluation when it is submitted to the actual Commission services. So here we are supporting any local entity that is looking at the coordinator role and is submitting a proposal under Horizon Europe. The budget in this case is around 50K yearly. So that's an annual budget, which is quite substantial to cover the current demand, let's say that.
Thank you very much. And perhaps you can elaborate further on the maximum amount that one can be awarded under this program, both option A and option B.
Under option A, one can be awarded 606,000. This was increased this year. And IPES is a competitive call, and applications are evaluated always by external evaluators. Normally, we receive around 20 up to 20, 30 yearly applications, and I can say that in the past we have funded more than 90% of those who have passed the threshold.
Similarly, for option B, the budget was increased to 6,000 for the topics that are under the normal thematic clusters. For the Marie Curie postdoctoral fellowship, the capping is up to 2,500. And for DRC, the interview part, meaning that you have already applied under IPAS Plus and you have submitted option B for the first part of ERC, you can also request another 3,000 euros for the interview stage. Yet again, the evaluation of the applications is done by external evaluators. From our statistics, it seems that we receive nearly between 10 to 15 applications per year, and the success rate is around 90%, so meaning that nearly all the applications submitted are actually funded.
Thank you, Mark Farrugia and Mark Malak, for this very insightful discussion, and thank you for sharing all this information about the Internationalization Partnership Award. We're now stopping for a short break. Our discussion in the second part of the podcast will focus on the eligible activities and requirements when applying under the Internationalization Partnership Award Scheme.
Welcome back. You're listening to Education and Beyond. This is a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. I'm Hazel Rafferty, and in today's episode, we are discussing national funding opportunities under the Internationalization Partnership Award Scheme within the research and innovation sector. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives and to visit our website, education.gov.mt, in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on MCST, please visit the website mcst.gov.mt, and we invite you to subscribe to their newsletter for the latest updates and funding opportunities. We also invite you to subscribe to the MCST official Facebook page, Malta Council for Science and Technology. MCST can also be contacted on 2360-2200. Following the first part of our discussion, we shall now focus on the eligible activities and requirements when applying on the Internationalization Partnership Award Scheme. So, would you be able to tell us what activities can be held when using the funds from IPS under option A and B?
Under IPS option A, there are various of activities, eligible activities that can be done. The development of joint teaching curricula for master's or PhD students, placements for local researchers in foreign institutions for the purpose of furthering research and innovation collaboration, the arrangement of strategic and targeted visits by local academics and representatives of private entities to foreign institutions to participate in research and innovation activities, the organization of seminars or workshops on research and innovation area in Malta that would benefit from the participation of foreign experts, the development of transnational research and innovation proposals for the submission to third-party funders, such as for Horizon Europe. And there are also various eligible costs, including flight for travel, and travel insurance, the subsistence allowance, venue hosting and catering strictly related to meetings and workshops and that are hosted locally, publications related to the project and information, and promotional material. We encourage also the financial commitment from the international partners.
So under option B, the main expenses that are being covered are the actual proposal writer or consultation services fee. Here, MCST will be asking for the invoice, the receipt, and also the proof of submission of the proposal to the Commission services, and then MCST will reimburse 100% of those expenses, those fees that are coming from the proposal writer entity. Obviously, as MCST, we need to make sure that you followed your own internal procurement regulations, and especially we need to make sure that you went for the best quality for money, let's say that, when it comes to finding this application and these type of service providers. In the case, we always ask for the quotations and also the track record of the service provider in order to make sure that they are proficient and quite acquainted into the realm of proposal writing, especially under Horizon 2020 or else Horizon Europe.
Thank you. That seems to be quite an extensive list of what activities are eligible. Could you perhaps elaborate on who can, after all, apply for this program?
So the scheme under both parts is open to all Maltese registered entities, including NGOs. Basically, any Maltese entity can apply under IPAS, being private, even public. And usually there are two rules that are followed under the scheme. Normally, public entities go under the non-state aid route, while private entities or else entities that are involved in economic activities go under the state aid route, which is the de minimis route.
Thank you, Mark. IPASS Plus obviously is quite a lengthy and extensive procedure, so thank you for explaining all of this to us and to our listeners. Certainly, this is a very rigorous process that's involved over here, obviously. But I have a question for both of you. What are the application requirements in this case?
IPASS Plus application in general is very, very brief. Under option A, what is needed is the project idea and quality of the project, the strength of the partnership and with the international partners, the objectives of the project and the financials, and then also a brief profile of the international entity, the letter of support from all the international partners, and the CV of all the principal investigators, and agenda of the events in case of seminars and workshops. Then the most important thing is that all the applications needs to be signed by the legal representative of the applicant, of the entity applicant.
Under option B, in the application form, we ask for the project idea, the profile of the pre-identified consortium partner, and also at least three quotations of the proposal writer entities, and their proven track record that they are active in proposal writing, especially in Horizon 2020 or else in Horizon Europe program.
Thank you, Mark Mela, for that explanation, and also Mark Faruja for explaining this rigorous process. I have just one last question for Mark Faruja now. Obviously, I imagine that there are certain call for proposals throughout the year. So when is the call for this program open, and how can obviously interested consortia apply?
Yes, normally for IPASS Plus we have two calls for proposals that are in March, April, and another call in September, October. The call is open for around 1.5 months. Currently there is an open call and it will close on 28th October. Normally results are published 1 month after the call deadline, and they are published on the MCST websites. All previous results and beneficiaries are available on the website for the general public information.
Mm-hmm. And could you provide us with some details of how could one apply for the current call that's going to close the end of October?
Well, to apply, they have to send an email to myself. The information is all on the website. They can enter in the MCST website and they will find all the information under the R&I unit and under IPASS Plus page.
So that is the website mcst.gov.mt, okay? So that we obviously also repeat that for the benefit of our listeners and any interested consortia to apply. Mark Mela and Mark Faruja, thank you very much for accepting our invitation and for joining us in this podcast and participating and sharing your knowledge and all this information about the national funding opportunities under the Internationalization Partnership Award Scheme within the research and innovation sector. For the benefit of our listeners, we repeat again that the current call for open proposal closes at the end of October, and those interested consortia can log into www.mcst.gov.mt, where they will find all the information, including how to get in touch with Mark Faruja and also Mark Mela, who would also be able to assist from their end with their expertise. You've been listening to Education and Beyond, a podcast series organized by the Directorate of International Relations and Program Implementation within the Office of the Permanent Secretary of the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. In today's episode, we discuss the remit and functions of MCST, the Malta Council for Science and Technology, vis-à-vis national funding opportunities under the International Partnership Award Scheme within the research and innovation sector. We very much welcome your feedback and questions on any issues arising from today's podcast on our general email, euaffairs.meyr@gov.mt. We also invite you to subscribe to the Ministry's official Facebook page, Educazioni, in order to learn more about our latest initiatives, and to visit our website www.education.gov.mt in order to learn more about the services offered by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation. Additionally, for further information on MCST and the information that our guests today shared with us, please visit the website mcst.gov.mt, and we invite you to subscribe to their newsletter for the latest updates and funding opportunities, including also future calls. We also invite you to subscribe to the MCST official Facebook page, which is Malta Council for Science and Technology. MCST can also be contacted on 2360-2200. Thank you for tuning in. Education and Beyond was brought to you by the Ministry for Education, Sport, Youth, Research and Innovation.